Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, September 30th. Today, we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss a recent study on stress management skills. Let's dive right in. What are these skills, and why are they important?
Well, Ted, these skills are scientifically proven techniques to manage stress and boost mood. They're crucial because, let's face it, stress is like that uninvited guest at a party. It's going to show up whether we like it or not in our fast-paced world. These skills are like your secret weapon to deal with that pesky guest.
Oh, come on. These skills sound like nothing more than feel-good nonsense. People need real solutions, not just positive
Hold up, Kate.
Mumbo.
These aren't just some woo-woo ideas pulled out of thin air. They're backed by 20 years of solid research by Dr. Judith Moskowitz. We're talking about techniques that have helped people cope with seriously
research,
heavy stuff.
Research? Shmeesearch. That's all anecdotal. How do we know these fancy skills work for everyday Joe?
You both raise interesting points. Can we dig a little deeper into some of these specific skills? Eric, would you mind elaborating?
Sure thing, Ted. One of the first skills is noticing positive events. It's like training your brain to be a good stuff detective. Instead of getting bogged down in the negatives, you focus on the little joys, like savoring that first sip of morning coffee. It's not about ignoring problems, it's about balance.
That's ridiculous. Ignoring problems doesn't make them magically disappear. It's completely irresponsible to just pretend everything's hunky-dory.
Whoa, slow down there. Nobody's saying we should ignore problems. It's about balancing our natural tendency to focus on threats. Another skill is savoring, which is like stretching out those good vibes.
So we're supposed to sit around thinking happy thoughts while the world burns? That's not realistic. People have real problems.
Let's move on to another skill. What about gratitude? How does that fit into this framework?
Gratitude. It's like a secret superpower. Studies have linked it to potential longevity benefits. It's about acknowledging the good stuff in life, big and small. You know, like being thankful for a sunny day or a good laugh with a friend. It's not about ignoring the bad, but about giving equal airtime to the good.
That's such privileged thinking. Many people are struggling just to survive. They don't have time for these fancy gratitude exercises.
I hear you, Kate, but these skills are meant to help people cope, regardless of their circumstances. Even in tough situations, finding moments of positivity can be a lifeline.
It sounds like a Band-Aid solution that ignores the real systemic problems causing stress in the first place. We need to address the root causes.
You both raise compelling points. Let's look at this from a historical perspective. Are there any similar approaches to stress management from the past?
Absolutely, Ted. This isn't some newfangled idea. The Stoic philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome were all over this stuff. Take Marcus Aurelius, for example. This guy was running an empire dealing with wars and plagues, and he still found time to write about finding joy in simple things and reframing negative events positively. It's like ancient wisdom meets modern science.
Oh, please, that's ancient history. We're dealing with modern problems that require modern solutions. You can't compare the stress of running an empire.
Hold on, the principles are timeless. The Stoics faced wars, plagues, and political turmoil, yet their techniques helped them maintain resilience. It's not about the specific stressors.
But they didn't have social media, climate change, or global pandemics. Our stressors are completely different. You can't
Interesting comparison. How do these ancient practices compare to the skills in the study we're discussing today?
Great question, Ted. There are some striking similarities. Take the Stoic practice of negative visualization. It's like the modern skill of positive reappraisal. Both involve finding silver linings in tough situations. It's like mental judo, flipping negative thoughts into more constructive ones. These aren't just rehashed ancient ideas. They're proven techniques that have stood the test of time.
That's a stretch. You can't seriously compare ancient philosophy to modern psychology. We've made huge advances in understanding the human mind.
Actually, many modern cognitive behavioral therapy techniques are rooted in Stoic principles. It's not about copying ancient practices exactly, but about understanding the fundamental principles that help humans cope.
We need solutions tailored to our current world, not rehashed ancient ideas. The pressures we face today.
Let's consider another historical example. How does this compare to stress management during major 20th century events?
Great point, Ted. During World War II, the Keep Calm and Carry On campaign in Britain used similar principles. It wasn't just a catchy slogan, it was a way to encourage resilience and positive thinking in the face of extreme stress. They were basically applying these same skills on a national scale to help people cope with the horrors of war.
That was propaganda, not stress management. It's not comparable to individual coping skills. The government was.
While it had a propaganda element, it served a similar purpose, helping people manage extreme stress. Many of these posters emphasized gratitude and focusing on personal strengths, just like the skills in this study.
But that was a unified national effort. This study is putting the burden of stress management entirely on individuals. We need systemic changes.
Looking to the future, how might these stress management skills evolve? What potential impacts could they have?
I believe these skills will become increasingly important. As our world becomes more complex and stressful, having proven techniques to manage our emotions will be crucial. It's like emotional fitness. Just as we go to the gym to keep our bodies healthy, we'll need to actively work on our mental resilience. These skills could be the key to thriving in an increasingly chaotic world.
I see it differently. Focusing on individual coping skills might distract us from addressing the root causes of stress in society. We need to fix the system.
It's not an either-or situation, Kate. We can work on societal issues while also giving people tools to cope. In fact, people who manage stress better might be more equipped to tackle big problems.
But what if it leads to complacency? People might just accept stressful conditions instead of fighting for change. We need to address the
interesting points. How might technology play a role in the future of stress management?
Technology could be a game changer here, Ted. We're already seeing apps and online courses teaching these skills. In the future, we might have AI-powered personal coaches helping us practice these techniques in real time. Imagine having a virtual stress-busting buddy in your pocket, ready to guide you through a quick mindfulness exercise when you're feeling overwhelmed. It's like having a therapist on call 24/7.
That's a dystopian nightmare. We'll be even more dependent on technology, which is a major source of stress already. We need less screen
technology could make these skills more accessible and personalized. Imagine wearable devices that detect stress and guide you through appropriate exercises. It's not about replacing human connection, but enhancing
that's
our ability
invasive.
To...
We need less technology in our lives, not more. We should focus on building real human connections and support systems. Face-to-face interactions.
I hear your concerns, Kate, but technology can facilitate those connections too. Virtual support groups and teletherapy are already helping many people manage stress. It's about using tech as a tool, not a replacement for human interaction. We can harness the power of technology to make these proven stress management techniques more accessible to everyone.
But they're no substitute for face-to-face interaction. We're losing touch with real human experiences. These tech solutions are just band-aids on a much bigger problem. We need to address the societal issues causing stress, not just find new ways to cope with a broken system.
Well, it looks like we've opened up quite a debate here. Clearly, stress management is a complex issue with no easy answers. Whether through ancient wisdom, modern research, or future technology, finding ways to cope with life's challenges remains crucial. Thanks to Eric and Kate for their passionate perspectives on this important topic. Until next time, this is Ted from Listen2, signing off.